Title: Little Hints for Instructors. Begin paragraph text: Little Hints for Instructors. Begin image with description: NDSU Office of Teaching and Learning logo. End image. Begin paragraph text: Get off to a great start and keep the momentum going with these helpful hints for your classes this semester. Week 1. Tip 1. Check on your books and materials in the NDSU bookstore to ensure the books are in and there are adequate numbers for your course enrollment. Tip 2. Provide a tour for your students in Blackboard to show them how you will use it and where to find important items. You can do this during a class session, record a video and post it in Blackboard, or provide a written guide. Week 2. Administer a survey to get to know your students better and support their learning. A survey template is available in the Qualtrics NDSU library. Begin link. See sample items drive.google.com. Begin link. https://drive.google.com/files/d/1rmqz_i9yz_wto_z_to_mmqz_wiE4k31ll_kcwrm/view. Week 3. Help your students get to know one another by using group activities to learn the content, and allotting the first minute or two for introductions and sharing. Week 4. Your students will learn better and are more likely to retain the information when they can experience the content by seeing, hearing, saying, and writing. We often only plan for the seeing and hearing. Include activities during class that allow students to write and speak about the content. Week 5. Learn more about the student course experience surveys your students will be asked to complete at the end of the semester. Begin link. https://www.ndsu.edu/edc/qualtrics/student_rating_SRIS/closing_. Week 6. Spring semester course materials orders are due November 1st. The NDSU bookstore is required by law to list all course materials for all NDSU courses. Week 7. Prepare and administer a midterm feedback questionnaire in your classes. A survey template is available in the Qualtrics NDSU library. Begin link. It can be as simple as this: drive.google.com. Begin link. https://drive.google.com/files/d/1eyw@hszd9ptvxbnx019swob3u69d/view. Week 8. Share the midterm feedback, and how you will address any concerns with your students so they know you are listening. Week 9. Students will learn more when they receive narrative feedback that tells them what they are doing well and how they can improve. Week 10. Want help building your final assessment? Consultants in the Office of Teaching and Learning can help, whether it's a traditional exam or a performance assessment. Week 11. Keep notes about what is going well with your class, and what you want to change for next time. We think we will remember, but when it gets busy, it's easy to forget. Week 12. Have you kept your grade center up to date? If not, now's a good time to catch up and communicate with students to let them know where they are at in the class. Week 13. Sign up for peer teaching partnership for the next semester. Select either the formal or informal track. Learn more. Begin link. www.ndsu.edu/otl/programs/peer_teaching www.ndsu.edu. Week 14. Set your students up for success by holding office hours for additional study time for the final exam or, if students are completing projects, workshop time to consult with you and receive feedback. Week 15. Avoid getting numerous emails from students by posting the timeline for posting grades for the final assessment and course. Week 16. Even though it's tempting to disconnect immediately after finishing up the class, take a few minutes to revise your syllabus for next time while everything is still fresh in your mind. Begin paragraph text. For more information or assistance, contact NDSU Office of Teaching and Learning, 701-231-7015. Begin link. ndsu.otl at ndsu.edu ndsu.otl%40ndsu.edu ?Subject equals begin link www.ndsu.edu/otl/faculty_resources/getting_started www.ndsu.edu